The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to Jesus, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" Jesus answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into the pit." But Peter said to Jesus, "Explain this parable to us." Then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged Jesus, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." Jesus answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As Canadians, it is said that we live in a society ruled by the govern of laws. We have lots of laws. From Ottawa, our parliament, we have the Canadian Criminal Code. Laws that pertain to all sorts of serious crimes. Theft, murder, abuse, physical actions. We have taxation laws. Laws that are to say how we are to remunerate the government, how we are to conduct our business, how we are to pay for our social safety net. We have laws that concern the environment. We have laws that concern business. And we have laws that concern our treaties with other countries, our partners in trading, our partners in military through such institutions as NATO. Closer to home, in Saskatchewan, we have laws from our legislature. Laws that govern more of our day-to-day life. Laws about health care and schools. Laws about our roads. Laws about our own environment. Laws about taxation, such things as the PST. Laws about business. What kind of businesses can be established? Where can they be? What can they do? And as residents of the Battleford, we have another layer of laws. Municipal laws, bylaws, where we can park our cars, where our subdivisions will be built, where our businesses will be built, who will get a business license, what kind of businesses will we have, what time can we start making noise in the morning, what time do we need to be quiet in the evening, etc., etc. We have laws upon laws. These laws serve an important purpose. There's a reason that we have these layers of laws. There's a reason that we elect people to make laws for us. There's a reason that we support police, judges, courtrooms, and jails to enforce our laws. Our laws provide boundaries. Our laws tell us what we can do and what we can't do. Our laws give us a yardstick or a marker by which we can judge ourselves in the scope of society. Are we good members of society? Are we honorable members of society? Productive members of society? What is our tax rate? What is our contribution? What laws do we fall afoul of? And we all do from time to time. Those who have gone 5 kilometers over the speed limit. Those who have let a parking meter expire. Those who have had a garage sale and maybe not informed Revenue Canada have all found themselves a little afoul of the law. But most importantly, more important than providing boundaries for us, these laws provide boundaries for others. For when we live on this level playing field, a society governed by the rule of law, we know what to expect of our neighbor. We know what to expect of those we engage in business with. We know what to expect of society and our elective representatives. How far can they go? What can they do? Can they build a 20-foot high fence blocking your view of the sun? No, not according to our civic bylaws. In terms of provincial, can they speed and crash into you and drive away? No. Can they embezzle from you? No. Can they steal your stuff at random? No. Can they be jealous of the things you own and desecrate it, vandalize it, or destroy it? No. Can they hurt your body? Can they hurt you physically? No. For so that is the hope. Of course, sometimes people fall foul of these laws. And that is when we have law enforcement. We are governed by the rule of law. We know that when we leave here and we head down 15th Avenue and we come to 101st Street, there will be a 4-way stop sign. And we know if we stop, look both ways, and proceed on, we will not be T-boned by a car that does not do likewise. Or at least that's our hope. That's our expectation. And that's largely how society functions. We know our boundaries, and we trust the boundaries of others. We all have the same playbook, the same laws that we subscribe to, from the lowest to the highest, from the poorest to the richest. Or at least that's the principle. During Christ's time, things were no different. But they didn't have the Criminal Code of Canada. They didn't have the North Battle for Bylaws and Statutes. What they had were 5 books that comprised what is known as the Torah. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The 5 books of Moses. And in these 5 books, there are 612 laws. Laws that provide boundaries. Laws that told the Israelites how they are to live with one another. Do not covet, do not steal, do not cheat, do not lie. Here is how you are to treat foreigners. Here is how you are to treat the widow of your brother. Here's how you should treat your sister-in-law, brother-in-law, your mother, your father, your children, even your farm animals, and things that do not belong to you. There are 612 laws in these 5 books of Moses, in this Torah. And this is what governs the Jewish life during the time of Christ. This is what we see Jesus responding to in today's reading. These laws and their application. The context of today's reading comes in a disagreement that Christ is having once again with the Pharisees. The Pharisees are angry at Christ and his followers because they do not eat in the proper fashion. They do not wash their hands correctly. They eat the wrong food. They eat with the wrong people. They eat at the wrong time. That's the accepted boundary. Here's how you are to eat. Here's how you should prepare your meal. Copper pots, kosher food. Here's your guest list, only good and respected people. Here's how you should wash your hands and provide for cleanliness and order. And Christ and his followers have broken these boundaries. The Pharisees are angry. Christ tells his followers, it is not the things that you eat. It is not how you eat them that defiles you. for the things that really defile you, the things that put you into a tenuous relationship with God, come not from on your plate, but come from your heart. For here we find lying, cheating, stealing, fornication. Here we find the true evil of the world. The things that truly break down communities. The things that truly rot families. The things that truly cause harm and scorn among people. But then this story dovetails into something odd. Something unique. And that's Christ's interaction with the Canaanite woman. We are told this woman is pestering Jesus. She's pestering his followers. Her daughter is sick. It's said she has a demon. There's some kind of malady or some kind of problem with her. Whatever it may be, we are not told. But she is a mother and she is relentless. And she sees Christ as being the cure to her family's problem. So this woman comes to Christ. And we can picture her hollering at Jesus as he's walking down the road. Maybe he's in the market. Maybe he's sitting under the shade of a tree. And the disciples say, Jesus, get rid of her. She's been bugging us all day. Heal my daughter. Help me. Help me. Help me. And Christ seems to put her off. Christ says, I have not come for you, Canaanite woman. I have come from the people of Israel. She's relentless. She won't accept the boundaries as they currently exist. See, there's a boundary. God's people, Gentiles. Holy, unholy. This boundary gets broken down. She quips at Jesus. Even the dogs get the scraps from the master's table. She won't accept the boundaries. She won't accept the status quo. She won't believe that Christ has only come for the Jews. Christ commends her faith. We are told he heals her daughter. This is an ongoing story throughout the New Testament. This breaking down of boundaries. This breaking down of norms. We see it in Christ. Christ opens up from the cross with forgiveness, with grace. It carries through in the creation of the church. The Great Commission, go forth and baptize all nations. God is not for a subsection of people. God is not concerned with lineage. God is not concerned with the things on your plate, the cleanliness of your hands. But as we hear in today's reading, God is concerned with your heart. With your faith, with your intentions, with your motivation. God's breaking down boundaries. We see it through Acts. The young Christian church is fledgling. It's just begun. They're trying to figure out what to do. Peter has a vision, a dream. Food becomes clean. Shellfish. Cattle. Birds. All the things that were verboten before, all the things that were hands-off, all the things that were dirty, all the things that could not be touched, now become clean. And we don't think a lot about that anymore. We eat the food we like. We prepare it in a manner that's convenient. We use whatever pots and pans we have at our disposal. But this is a radical thought. We see it in the ministry of Paul. Paul's always fighting these boundaries, these established norms and laws. Paul comes to the Gentiles. Paul comes to people like you and me. People who are not Jewish by ancestry. People who cannot lay claim to a Jewish mother or father. We are not from the 12 tribes. We are inheritors of the kingdom, as Paul says. Christ has given us a great inheritance. Paul butts heads. Butts heads with Peter, Silas, as we're told in Galatians. But Paul continues to preach the good news to the world. Missionary travels increase. People are sent out. And the gospel is global. Boundaries are broken. And it comes through the heart. It does not come from establishing more laws. It does not come from establishing new laws. For Christ gives us a new commandment. But that commandment is based on love. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love is the theme of the day. Again, it's from the heart. It's not do this, eat that, say that, go there. But it's love. It's motivation. It's faith. As a church, we are called to respond to boundaries with love, with compassion, with openness. Because God's constantly working to tear down and build up. God's constantly working, as we hear in Revelation, to bring a new creation into being. Tomorrow is old, today is now, the next day is new. God is at work in the world, at work bringing grace into being and love into being, and working through us, through the calling of love, through the calling of faith. Like that Canaanite woman, that outsider, the one who Jesus' followers sneered at and did not think was worthy to receive the forgiveness, the healing of Christ. When we encounter boundaries, we are called to be like her, to not accept it, to question it, to respond to it as she did with faith. Is this what God's about? Is this God's word? Are these rules God-pleasing? It's a matter of the heart. It's a way of being. It's a way of response to God's love. As we have been blessed, we are called to bless others. Amen.